वेलकम फ्रेंड्स टू लिटरेचर मंत्रा. आई एम हर्ष सिंह एंड इन दिस ऑडियो विल डिस्कस द राइटर सर जॉन सकलिंग. ठीक है, सर जॉन सकलिंग. हिज डेट्स आर फ्रॉम 1609 टू 1642. नाउ फ्रॉम द डेट्स इटसेल्फ वी कैन सी दैट ही वाज अ पोएट ऑफ द कैरोलाइन इरा. ठीक है, ही वाज बोर्न जस्ट बिफोर द एंडिंग ऑफ द जैकोबियन इरा, बट मोस्ट ऑफ हिज वर्क्स were written during the Caroline era, the era of Milton. Okay? Along with this, you should know that he was a Cavalier poet, English Cavalier poet, as well as a dramatist, and also the supporter of King Charles I. That is why he was also a courtier. Okay? Because courtier kya hota hai? Somebody who supports the king. Somebody who is at court all the time. And let me also point out that he became a famous figure at court with a reputation for being the greatest gallant of his time and the greatest gamester, both for bowling and cards. Okay, so these are the games that were played at court. Court life was, let's say, full of luxury even in those days. And also keep in mind that John Suckling was of the aristocratic class. Okay. So from an exam point of view, you should know who were the Cavalier poets, who were the members of the Cavalier group of poets. Okay. Now let me tell you that Sir John Suckling was one of the members. Then Thomas Carew is also there. Richard Lovelace is there. And another important writer is Edmund Waller. Okay. All of these are writers that can be clubbed under the Cavalier category or Cavalier writers. And one of the reasons why they were called Cavalier, okay, C-A-V-A-L-I-E-R, one of the reasons was that they supported the King Charles I. Along with that, they were from a gentlemanly social class, matlab upper strata of society. Along with this, they also bore arms, matlab they used to carry weapons, and they also used to ride horses in battle when the English Civil War was ongoing, okay, between 1641 to 1648. Okay, and as I already pointed out that they were gallants, okay, Sir John Suckling and the others were almost carefree gallants, G-A-L-L-A-N-T-S. और गैलेंट क्या होता है? सी एज अ डेफिनेशन, गैलेंट इज somebody हु इज पोलाइट एंड काइंड towards women. ठीक है, इन पर्टिकुलर व्हेन एवरीबडी इज इन पब्लिक लाइफ, इन पब्लिक सच मेन आर पोलाइट एंड काइंड towards women. ठीक है, मिनिमम दिस शुड बी द क्राइटेरियन, ओनली देन somebody इज कॉल्ड अ गैलेंट. ठीक है, बट ऑल्सो रिमेंबर दैट सच अ मैन कैन ऑल्सो बी अ काइंड ऑफ फ्लर्ट, अ फ्लर्ट विद विमेन. ठीक है, सो अ गैलेंट कैन मीन बोथ, नॉट जस्ट somebody हु इज पोलाइट टू विमेन बट ऑल्सो अ काइंड ऑफ फ्लर्ट. सो सर जॉन सकलिंग वॉज वन ऑफ दीज गैलेंट्स, वन ऑफ द कैवेलियर पोएट्स. नाउ फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू, दे कैन आस्क यू अबाउट अ वेरी फेमस पोएम दैट Sir John Suckling has written, and the name of the title of the poem is A Ballad Upon a Wedding. Okay, within quotes, A Ballad Upon a Wedding. This poem was also considered his masterpiece. Okay, now along with this, also keep in mind that he also wrote few dramas, few plays he has also written, and the most important is a tragedy called Aglaura, A-G-L-A-U-R-A, Aglaura. This is a tragedy. He has also written a comedy that is famous. It's called The Goblins. Okay, The Goblins, G-O-B-L-I-N-S. Okay, so exam ke point of view se, just keep in mind that he is one of the Cavalier poets. Along with this, the important poem that he has written called A Ballad Upon a Wedding. Afterwards, the comedy called Aglaura, okay, and then the comedy called The Goblins. Okay. And one more fact you should keep in mind, they can ask you which Cavalier poet invented the game called cribbage. Cribbage jo hai kisne invent kiya tha? And what is the spelling of cribbage? C-R-I-B-B-A-G-E, cribbage. Now cribbage is just a kind of card game. ठीक है, जो कार्ड से खेलते हैं ना, इट इज वन ऑफ द वराइटीज ऑफ कार्ड गेम्स. ठीक है, क्रीबेज. सो जस्ट कीप इन माइंड दीज फैक्ट्स, दीज आर इम्पॉर्टेंट फ्रॉम एन एग्जाम पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू. ठीक है.